It reminds me of 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. Today, the Bible says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. One guy I can't stand is Bill Maher. Okay? You can tell him if you ever see him. There's this guy that broke a bat in Englewood. No, don't do that. But anyway, I don't like, not, let me tell you why. Not that he's not funny, but that he blasphemes. Blasphemes. Talks about Christ, talks about Christians as being absolute idiots. If that's your kind of comedy, have at it. It ain't mine. Okay? But listen, that's what happens in the last days. People make fun. People mock. And I got a feeling people were mocking in that day when Jesus came. They were mocking prior to His coming. Where's Messiah? Where's this hope? Where's this glory? Where's this going to happen? It ain't never going to happen. That was the attitude. That was the world in which Jesus came. No hope. No hope. Let's look at it. Let's keep moving. When there's no hope, you're sick. That's what the Bible says. Look at the verse. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart what? Sick. But when the desire comes, it's the tree of life. When you don't have hope, when I don't have hope, we're sick. Boy, isn't this a horrible word? Hopeless. Hopeless. Isn't that terrible? Don't you hate to hear that? It's hopeless. It's just a sinking feeling. That is how it felt during that time when Jesus came. When there's no hope, you're dead. You're dead. And that reminds me of Ephesians chapter 2. Friend, that's what I was before that Christmas in 1977 when my mother and I accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. When I go home and preach back in that little town of Rockingham, North Carolina, I always go by my old home there. And it's not in the family anymore. It's all grown up. It's nasty. It's a horrible situation. And it brings back those memories of when I was dead in trespasses and sins. When Mama was a drunk and Daddy was a drunk and our life was a mess before we knew Jesus Christ. That's the way all of us were before we met Jesus. Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
You ought to have a change in your life. You ought to know when Jesus became your Savior. You ought to see a point where you started growing. I'm not talking about being full of yourself. I'm not talking about being better than somebody else. I'm talking about growing in Jesus Christ. There ought to be a time. And I remember that time. But guess what? This is the way we were. When we don't have hope, we're dead. And you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. When in time passed, we walked according to the course of this world. That's the way I did. According to the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we had our conversation. I could have probably went around the room with the best of you here with the filthy mouth I had. You know? But guess what? I became a Christian. People started caring about me. I started reading the Word. I started realizing there are other things I can say with my mouth than mess. Are you hearing me today? It's amazing. That was my conversation. The lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So when there's no hope, when you don't have the hope of Jesus Christ, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. Let's keep moving. But then Jesus came. Hallelujah. Can you say hope was born that night? I need help this morning. Come on. Hope was born that night. Amen! It was a hopeless situation. Then Jesus came. Let's read the story. Just part of it. Matthew 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Why was he going to put her away privately? Because she's showing. You know, and he knows it won't his kid. You know? And so she actually could have been stoned, but he was a good guy, and he's just going to put her away privately. Okay? But while he's thinking these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. In a dream said, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, say it with me, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Can you believe today, on this day, it's probably not the day, but we are today recognizing that day. Amen? Isn't that good? Doesn't that feel good today? We're here celebrating the birth of Christ. Hope was born that night. And she knew, and he knew her not, till she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. He didn't have sexual relations with her whatsoever. until she had this child, Jesus. That's what the Bible says. We believe the Bible. Luke 2. And there in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Sounds like hope's coming to me, doesn't it? Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me. But you know what? There was a hope killer. Don't you hate? I don't want to use the word hate. Don't you strongly dislike hope killers? You know? Strongly dislike them. Here we go. There he was! There he was! Matthew 2, 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and Jerusalem with him. What did he do? Well, when he had privately called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. He said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. Lie, lie, lie. Like a dog. That guy. Alright? And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and Mary, his mother, and they fell down, they worshipped him, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to who? Herod. They departed into their own country another way. But what happened? Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceeding wroth, angry. And he sent forth and he slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. A couple of things on the screen. That is this. There's going to always be hope killers and Merry Christmas stealers. There's always going to be that. Okay? I tell you what. I don't want to be ugly, but Fellowship Church needs to have people who have hope. Amen? This needs to be a place of hope. A lady last night came up to me, weeping. She had lost her husband. She was clutching a picture, tears running down her face, absolutely brokenhearted, not knowing how she's going to make it another day. She needs to be able to come to a place where she can find some hope. Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
That's why church ought not to be church as usual. We gossip about people, run people down like a dog. Listen, there's plenty of places you can go do that. There's 8 doors out of here to find one of them. Amen? Come on. We don't need that! Sick, if you don't have hope, you're dead. And I worried about this lady last night. I took it with me home last night. She was hurting. Hope, man. There's always going to be hope killers. And there are a lot of hope killers that park themselves inside of a church building. Let's don't be that. Amen? If you are that, confess that. Say, Lord, I don't want that for my life. If you have been that, don't do it. Say, I don't want that life anymore. I want to be a blessing to people. Amen? Merry Christmas, stealers. They're going to be people. That's what Satan does. Look, the thief comes not but for to what? Steal, kill, destroy. There's an all-out onslaught on Christmas. For crying out loud, our own White House has been calling our Christmas tree there a holiday tree. What's wrong with these people? Thankfully, it's called a Christmas tree again. You know, you wonder about folks. You know what I'm saying? And then Lowe's, I guess they got the picture too, didn't they? They were calling it holiday trees until they started finding out a lot of people weren't going to shop there anymore. You know, and they changed it to, I believe, a Christmas tree. You know, there's always going to be that. What does that mean? That means people like you and me that have hope, firm, solid, confident, expectation of Jesus Christ, we have to stand up. I'm not talking in an ugly way, but you can go when somebody says happy holidays, you go, and Merry Christmas to you. Amen? You know, and when situations happen, know that that's the world in which we live. There's always going to be hope killers. There's always going to be Merry Christmas stealers. But hallelujah, we got hope. Amen? We got hope. And we need to tell that. So, let's talk about that. Let's keep moving. I want to encourage you on this Christmas morning, and I've got about 15 minutes to maybe try to do it. I want to talk to you about the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. You might want to write these down or get the DVD. I probably won't have time to go over all the scriptures. Here's what Psalm 42:11 says. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you depressed? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For shall I yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God? Say this with me if you don't mind. Would you? Say that with me. My hope is in
God.
One more time. Say it with me. My hope is in
God.
God was where you have your hope. Anything else, your hope in any other place than God's perfect Son, His Son that came, that born, that lived, that died on the cross, your hope anywhere else is going to let you down. I'm telling you that right now. Put your hope in Him. My hope is in God. He gave us His Son. I believe He died for me. I'm going to live for Him. Put your hope in Him. That's where our hope needs to be. What happens when you put your hope in Jesus? Let's look at several here. Number one, hope saves. Can you say that with me? Hope saves. Let's see what the Bible says. Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Just because we ain't seen Jesus, just because we're not there, does not mean that we can't have hope. And it does not mean that our confidence can't be high in what we believe. Are you hearing me today? You can charge hell with a hot water pistol with your belief in Jesus Christ. You try it. Firmly fix your faith in Him and see if He won't go with you all the way. You can have confidence in Him. Hope saves. Now, don't you think about this just a second. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. People that just have a general belief of God. Oh, I believe in God. That's that same idea as I hope so. I wish. If the creek don't rise, listen, that is not being a Christian. Being a Christian is confessing with your mouth. That is praying to Him and saying, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I believe in You. And telling that you believe in your heart, the very deepest part of you, that you believe Jesus died and rose from the grave. And you believe that. And you're taking it to the bank and you're putting it all in Him. That is becoming a Christian. Are you with me today? That kind of hope will save you. That kind of hope will take you to heaven. And again, if you're here today, I hope you don't leave here today not wanting to believe that. But it is your choice. But I'll guarantee it, when times get tough, like in my situation, when my mother was murdered, you're going to wish, my friend, you had a deep faith.
Amen.
You're going to wish you have something anchored. People don't live forever. We had a man this morning, a lovely man. I love him with all my heart. His wife died 2 weeks ago. He's weeping. This is the first Christmas in 45 years he's had without her. He's hurting today. But you know what he has, even though he's weeping? He's got a hope deep in his heart that his wife is with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And see, you forfeit that when you don't have hope in Jesus. You forfeit that when you're not saved. Let's keep moving. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please Him. You must believe that Jesus Christ is. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. There's no option here. If you want that hope, that confident expectation that Jesus Christ will give you, you must start here. You must believe in Him. God, who's rich in mercy with His great love, He loved us. Praise the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man would boast. We'd all boast if we could do it. It's by faith that you believe in Jesus Christ. By the way, Hollywood's version of heaven is hopeless. How many saw Barbara Walters' special on heaven this past week or something? I didn't see it. I would have, I just didn't have the time. I saw an interview she did about it. But I tell you what, you watch shows like that, you'll get so confused. Do I believe in the God? And I don't. What is this? You know what I'm saying? Even the great spiritual leader, Dalai Lama, doesn't even have hope when he dies and knows where he's going. I don't care what your title is. Thank God the ground's level at the cross and poor people and unlearned people and educated people, we all start right there is where we at.
Amen.
Amen? And that's where you get hope. Don't be looking for something like that. Go to the Bible. He wants to talk to you personally. You're going to get all messed up. What else does hope do to you? Roger, we got to fly. You ready to roll it? Here we go. Hope cheers. Can you say that with me? Hope cheers. Let's look at some scripture. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. A couple other scriptures. These things have I spoken to you, Jesus speaking, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I've overcome the world. Amen? That's just wonderful stuff. Hope cheers. Another thing, say that one with me.
Hope
is secure. So hope saves me. Hope cheers me. I need hope, man. I have hope. Did you know that? I have hope. I have hope. That's what got me out of bed this morning was hope. I hope that folks would show up so that I could preach. And then I firmly believe if I give the word, some are going to put their faith in Christ. We had that happen in the first service. I believe it for you here today. If you're not a Christian, you can leave a Christian today. I have that kind of confidence. It's amazing. Here, that by two immutable things, that which is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. Which hope we have is an anchor. Are you feeling the confidence, sir? It's not that we have a hope that might have an anchor on the boat. Listen, we have a hope in Jesus Christ that is our anchor. It's our anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth in within the veil. I like this verse in Titus, in hope of eternal life, which God did cannot lie, promised before the world began. Do you have that kind of confidence, sir? In the Lord. I'm not talking about yourself. I'm talking, yeah, I know I make mistakes. I mess up. I don't always hit the mark like I'd like. But you know what? I have an absolute confidence in Him. Absolute confidence in Him. He did it. He died for me. He came. He lived. He died. I'm going to go to heaven. He's my Savior. He loves me to pieces. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I have that confidence in Him. Let's see something else. What does hope do? Say it with me. Hope fills. It fills me. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. That's the key right there. When you believe, you can be full of joy. You can be full of peace. You can be full of hope, that you may abound in hope. If you want to shortcut it and not believe in Jesus Christ, forget the rest. It ain't happening. Well, I don't know why I don't have peace. Well, maybe you don't have Jesus. I don't know why I don't have hope. Well, maybe you don't have Jesus. Find Jesus, and you're going to find some hope. I believe that with all that's within me, through the power of the Holy Ghost, I cannot explain how I keep doing what I do and how you keep doing what you do other than say the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And I just can't explain it, but I tell you what, He changes our life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That gives me hope. Next, hope endures. We're in rocket speed right now, aren't we? Hope endures. Hope endures. Hebrews 6:11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. This hope that we have in Jesus Christ does not have to be a fleeting thing. It shouldn't be. It should be something that keeps us steady to the end. It's that kind of hope. Jesus talking to His disciples right before He left, He said, teach them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And say this with me. And lo, I am with you even unto the end. Man, praise the Lord. He's with us. Hope endures. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, which have died, which are dead, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe, there's that word again, that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep or have died in Jesus will God bring with Him. It's amazing. This is more than a warm, fuzzy feeling we get here on this day. This is tremendous. This is the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This is phenomenal. This is what gives us hope. Amen? Putting our faith and trust in Him. When a loved one passes away, we cry, we're sad, but we don't sorrow as others as have no hope because we believe in Jesus Christ. And if they were believers, we believe also that they're with God. And when He comes back again, we'll be with Him. Amen? That's a great promise. Hope speaks. Help me one more time. Hope speaks. Look at 1 Peter. If you've got hope in you, it ought to come out of your mouth. Guess what? If what comes out of your mouth is hopeless, that's what's in your heart. If what comes out of your mouth is always putting down, if what comes out of your mouth is always down, it's hard for me sometimes. I have to talk to people that are down, discouraged. I do. But I tell you what, many times you run into people, first thing they say is how their operation went or how their corns on their feet are or something like that. You know, I mean, come on! Greater's He that's in you than He that's in the world. We can talk different. We can be different creatures. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus, the Bible says. Look at it. Hope's supposed to talk. And if hope ain't talking, then it ain't going to sound too good. Here we go. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. We shouldn't speak about our hope in Christ with an arrogant attitude, with that, we're better than you. That's horrible. We ought to do it with meekness and fear, but we ought to do it. It ought to come out of us. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. People that thought evil of you, when they hear you speak and they see the hope that's in you, they ought to be ashamed and change their mind. Because let me tell you something. They'll say, you know, I might not believe like that rascal, but tell you what, it's a good guy. You know, he really believes what he's talking about. He really seems to believe what he's talking about. That will make people think. Let's skip this. With hope makes not ashamed. Verse 5 of chapter 5 of Romans. And we shouldn't be ashamed to speak of the hope that's in us. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We have hope, church. Are you hearing me today? This is a day of hope today. Look at that last verse. These things speak, exhort, rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. You stand. You have hope. You can tell the world that the hope is in you. Tell you what, it's been lasting a pretty long time, hasn't it? 2,000 years? I said we got a pretty good message. You don't need to get in a corner and cower. Okay? Stand firm. Jesus Christ is who He said He was. And that old book that everybody and their brothers tried to come along and destroy, it's still hanging on. Amen? Have hope today. Finally, the blessed hope. The blessed hope. This is what I use often when I have a funeral. This will just be one part of it. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead. He's become the first fruits of them that slept, of those that have died. We have hope, friend, for this life, but we have hope that takes us to the next life. It's called the blessed hope. Look at the positive. Feel the power of these verses. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But watch this. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That doesn't sound like, well, I wish. If the creek don't rise. Hope today in Jesus Christ is a confident expectation. Can you say that? Hope today in Jesus Christ is a expectation. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we know we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Look at what that hope in you will do to you. And every man that hath this what? Hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter how old you are today or young you are. Until you place your confidence in Him, you really don't know what you could have been. Did you hear me? You can be anything. God has a plan for you. Listen, that hope that you have in Jesus Christ, it purifies you like gold in the fire. It just purifies you. And I tell you what, God can make a miracle out of your life. Hope in Him today. I tell you, it's, you know, what will people think of me? Well, what will people think of gold? People love that. Don't sell yourself short. Put your hope in Jesus Christ. Believe firmly in Him. I can do it all through Christ. He can change your life. Finally this morning, do you have hope this Christmas? We're done. Do you have hope this Christmas?
Amen. Yeah.
Do you have hope this Christmas? Is my hope in Jesus Christ? Do you have hope today? I hope you have hope. Let's stand together.